Philippine Senate panel to debate online gambling changes. The Philippine Senate Committee on Games and Amusement is set to open discussions this week on several bills aimed at addressing the growing problems linked to online gambling in the country. The inquiry, scheduled for Thursday, will review proposed measures designed to curb the adverse social and economic effects associated with the industry. Opposition to gambling in the Philippines has a long history, with the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines consistently voicing its stance against various forms of betting, including cockfighting, known locally as sabong. In recent years, traditional cockfighting has evolved through digital platforms into online sabong, expanding its reach and accessibility. This digital shift has drawn increased attention from policymakers concerned about its impact on communities. Senator Tulfo, who chairs the committee, has expressed his personal support for a complete ban on online gambling, aligning his position with that of President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. However, he stated that before pursuing an outright prohibition, he would hear input from relevant government agencies, including the Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation, PAGCOR, and the Department of Finance. He emphasized that when online gambling proliferated in the country, regulatory frameworks were not in place, leading to unrestricted betting activity and a lack of safeguards to prevent underage participation. The senator also underscored the need to balance the financial benefits of gambling revenues with the societal harm caused by addiction. He pointed out that while the industry generates income for the government, it also contributes to significant social issues, including gambling dependency and its impact on the youth. The discussion will involve weighing whether economic gain should take precedence over protecting public welfare. On the legislative agenda are 4 bills and 3 resolutions, as well as a privilege speech that addresses the negative consequences of the online gambling sector. The proposals aim to establish stricter controls and, in some cases, eliminate online gambling operations entirely. Senators backing the measures cite growing evidence of addiction, financial distress, and other associated harms as justification for urgent reform. Legislators explore gambling controls from different angles. Senator Sherwin Gashalian has also taken a strong stance on the issue, urging the Central Bank of the Philippines to restrict electronic wallet services from linking directly to online gambling sites. He argued that removing these direct digital connections would help shield many Filipinos from the cycle of gambling-related losses. Senator Gashalian noted that unrestricted access through mobile payment apps and similar platforms has enabled even younger Filipinos to engage in betting activities, often resulting in severe financial problems. To address this concern, Gashalian filed a bill seeking tighter regulations for online gambling. One provision would specifically prohibit non-bank electronic money issuers, such as e-wallet companies, from connecting their services directly to gambling platforms. This includes the banning of links via URLs, app-based connections, hyperlinks, and other comparable methods. By removing these digital gateways, the measure aims to reduce the ease of access and limit opportunities for impulsive gambling behavior.